I don't need anyone to tell me how I can be a better person or do things in a better way. That is how most of us react to criticism. When we hear the word criticism, our minds typically think of negativity, of hostility. However, this is not the intent of what could be termed as constructive criticism. Constructive criticism is a way of helping someone by providing feedback about a specific actionable suggestion. Imam Ghazali, rahimahullah, has mentioned in his book, Ihya Ulumuddin, that when Almighty Allah intends goodness for a person, He makes him aware of his flaws and deficiencies. And through this awareness, the person is able to correct himself. And Imam Ghazali says that the reality is that the vast majority of people remain unaware of their shortcomings. He's outlined four ways in which we can improve ourselves. And he said the first way is to sit in the company of a spiritual mentor who may highlight your mistakes and guide you towards reformation. And this is found in the typical Sheikh Murid teacher-student relationship. The second way is to have a friendship with a person who is willing to highlight your faults and mistakes. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu said, "May Almighty Allah have mercy on a person who alerts me about my mistakes." The third way is to take note of what your enemies are saying about you. You may be able to glean valuable information about yourself from their statements. Mulana Rashid Ahmad Gangoi, rahimahumullah, was a renowned scholar, and in his advanced age he became blind or visually impaired. There were many people who had their issues with Mulana and would write things against him. At some stage, people used to read that to him and then they stopped. And then he asked that those things that the people are writing, why do you not present it to me anymore so I can hear what they're saying? So they said that, "Mulana, you know, we don't want to cause difficulty to you by presenting that to you." And he said, "No, present it to me. I like to hear what they say. What they're saying, if it is wrong, then I thank Allah that He hasn't put that in me. And if they are correct, then I will endeavor to change myself." So we can benefit from even what our enemies are saying about us. And the fourth way to change, as Imam Ghazali rahimahullah has outlined, is to observe people's conduct and abstain from what you find repulsive. You find, you know, people standing outside a masjid and smoking at the time of iftar to be repulsive. Then you abstain from that because it looks so ugly. So you can learn what is repulsive from people's behavior. Now, there are different ways in which we can change, but all of this involves receiving feedback from someone else. And sometimes we may receive it without soliciting it. And at other times, we may ask this person to give us feedback about ourselves so we can improve ourselves. The question is now, how do we receive that feedback? The first thing is that when we receive any feedback, you know, it may result in us becoming angry, or we want to respond or counterattack to that person. You need to stop your initial reaction. That is the first thing. The second thing is, don't take things too personally. It's important to remember that the person may be observing their own experience and commenting about that. So don't take it too personally. And the third thing to remember is that when someone is giving you feedback, there's benefit for you in that. And when you're tempted to retort and say something, think about the benefit you'll gain from this. Listen to the person to understand what they're saying. Put your full attention on what the person is saying, their words, their body language. So you're attempting to fully comprehend what the message is. Thank them and say, "I appreciate that you highlighted my mistake. I appreciate that you observed what I'm doing and that you informed me about this. And if there's anything that you want to clarify, you can clarify that so that you fully understand." And by receiving feedback in this way, you open the way to change and to improving yourself.